Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
As a boy, about 8 years old or so, I used to get beat up on the school bus. There were several boys that, I guess I rubbed them the wrong way somewhere or another, and there was like five brothers, and they were all older than me. I had one brother, and he was younger than me. Bad combination, you know what I'm saying? And these guys would catch me on the school bus, and three of them would hold me down, while the other one just beat the pudding out of me. Well, my daddy, I come in too many times with a busted lip and a nose, and my dad said, he said, boy, we got to do something with you. He put me in a school of martial arts. And then, this was old school martial arts. I mean, this the guy that was over it, he trained under the great-grandson to one of the founders in Okinawa. And we practiced concrete floors and no pads. This was a few years ago. Somebody said, well, I believe I'll try that. Don't. No, use the pads. And very disciplined classes. I thank God for it. Helped me out. You couldn't lean up against the wall. If you were being talked to, you had to sit your back straight, sit on the floor with your legs crossed. If you leaned up against the wall, you might feel somebody's hand up the back of your head. And you're working out, and that your instructors would show you the proper stance or the proper technique, and they'd tell you twice, maybe three times, same thing. Next time, you'd just feel a foot. And you're on the floor. Because, you know, they could sweep you and put you down in a hurry. You know what I mean? Your feet are swept. Boom. And here's your correct response. Thank you, sir. That's the correct response. Anything else was an incorrect response. Now, what do you say thank you for? Well, because they're helping you. Yeah. Right? You weren't getting it through normal instruction. They'd already told you a couple of times. So now bouncing off the concrete floor has a way of getting your attention marvelously. Makes an impression on you. Thank you, sir. Well, see, to get mad and get upset and hurt because, well, he knocked me down. Well, it's a martial arts school. Stuff like that happens. But to get mad and upset means I'm despising my correction. But to say thank you, sir, and to focus and go, why wasn't I getting that? I wasn't paying attention. Get up, pay more attention, focus, get it right. Thank you for pointing that out to me in an abrupt way. Right? Everybody say thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
How many believe we could use some of that?
Amen.
In our society. And the reason I bring that up is because we must learn, even though it's not a compliment couched in soft tones, if we needed the correction, it's a blessing.
Yes.
It's a help. We ought to appreciate it.
Yes.
You know, we flew out here. I'm a pilot. We flew out here in our airplane. And from Branson to here, I had to make a lot of corrections on our course so I didn't wind up in L.A. instead of here. Right? From Branson, just a degree or two off, flying at several hundred miles an hour, doesn't take you long. You're miles off course. Right? And so part of the time I'm flying it by hand. Part of the time it's on the autopilot. But that autopilot, it has little things that you can watch on it. It's constantly making adjustments. constantly. I mean, all the time, constantly. No telling how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of adjustments it makes per every hour or two to keep you exactly on course. Now, if I've got, passengers in the back, you know, they're drinking a ginger ale or eating a sandwich or something, I try to make those corrections easily and softly. How many know what I'm talking about? You know, I try to give them an easy ride, you know, because I don't want to spill their coffee on them, you know, because in a plane, you can. Boy, yeah. You could, you know, you can stand them on their head if you want to, but... But you just, you make small corrections. Because that's all that's necessary. Mm-hmm. Everybody say small corrections.
Small corrections.
But these small corrections, they are necessary on a continuous basis. Are you with me now? You understand? I'm not just telling you an airplane story. Are you hearing what I'm saying? These small corrections, they're what? They're necessary on a continuous basis. It should be an ongoing thing. Learning how to be led by the Spirit is not something you learn all about in a day or two or a week or two. But as the more you learn, and the more you learn to pay attention to the greater one who's on the inside of you, you will be making corrections all through the day. Most of the time, they're smaller corrections. Lord, thank you for helping us get this out. In your words, it takes development to master your tongue. And there is a perfect way to say everything. There is a perfect response to everything. And you don't learn all that in 2 years or 10 years walking with the Lord. But as you learn to follow the Holy Ghost all day long and all night long, there's so many times I'll say something and I'll think, nah, use this word. Nah, don't say that. That's half right, but it leaves the wrong idea on the other half. You understand what I'm talking about? And need small corrections. What's happening is you're developing all along, and your words will carry more power and they'll carry more weight. And like I said, you know, I make small corrections. Try not to spill the drinks in the back. But if I pop out of a cloud and there's a mountain in front of me, I'm going to spill your drink.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. And you want me to spill your drink, right?
That's right.
If you don't have your belt on, I may throw you out your seat. And you want me to throw you out of your seat at that point, because we got seconds to live. Are y'all with me now? Why? Well, there's this giant mountain here that we're ripping towards at 500 miles an hour. So your correction now has to be drastic. Right now. And it's upsetting. It upsets everybody's drinks, upsets everybody's conversation, but we can't just sit there and go, now, there's some correction coming. And I want y'all to be boom. Too late.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
Now, here's another side of it, though. Why would that kind of correction be necessary? Because your pilots have messed up. They are way off course. They are somewhere they're not supposed to be.
Amen.
Elsewise, you wouldn't have to make that kind of radical correction. In life, exactly the same way.
Yes.
There are times in your life you need radical correction.
Yes.
Radical. Why? Because your life's in jeopardy.
Yes.
Marriage is in jeopardy. Your children is. I mean, it's serious. We need major correction, and we need it right now. Why? Because of getting off so far. Getting off so badly and getting off so far. Most of the time, that's not the case. Most of the time, what's necessary? Small changes. Small corrections. And how many know if you keep doing small corrections every day, day in, day out, then you never need those radical ones Because you're staying, even if you get off a little bit, you didn't get off much. You got right back on, and you're staying where you need to be in God and in the plan. So those radical ones are not necessary. Huh? Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Now let's read this again. Verse 5. He said, you've forgotten the exhortation. Don't forget this. Which speaks to you as to children, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. How many believe you are a son of God? Amen. Then what do sons get? Among other things, they get some chastening. Right? And why do we get chastening from God? Because He loves us. If I saw you about to do something that's going to take your life, and I just stand by and watch, and I say, that's going to take them out. And I just say, well, this ought to be fun. Let's see this. What does that mean? I don't care about you. Right? Did you stand by? Watch you go off the deep end? Watch you mess yourself up and perish? That means I don't care. I think, hey, ain't my life. Right? I don't care. And if we can remember that, see, the Lord corrects us through His Word. He corrects us by His Spirit, and He corrects us through people. And that's where you run into some stuff. Right? Because so many times people think they're resisting people and don't realize they're despising God's correction. You know, the first generation of Israelites, God brought out of the Egyptian bondage, this was a huge problem with them, because so many times they would murmur against Moses and Aaron. They complain about what they're doing and how they're doing it, and you didn't do this, and why'd you do this, and you got us all out here to die. And the Lord said, read it, it's more than one place. He said, I hear your murmurings which you murmur against me. Yeah, but they weren't calling Jehovah's name. They thought they're talking against Moses. And God took it personally. Yeah. Why? Because Moses was saying what God told him to say.
That's right. That's right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me